Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
AI News Breaks. Adagis platform tackles healthcare complexities with AI. Adagis, a healthcare technology innovator, is tackling the complexities of the healthcare system with its AI-centric software solution. CEO Shane Spears highlighted the company's ability to provide a simple yet effective solution for healthcare organizations of all sizes, helping them drive revenue and deliver high-quality care. Adagis focuses on enhancing patient outcomes, streamlining operations, and increasing revenue through value-based care. To learn more about Adagis and its innovative solutions, visit the company's website at www.adagis.com. Investor News Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, highlights lead program in virtual CEO segment. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., CNSP, highlighted its lead program in a virtual CEO Connect segment featuring CEO John Climaco. Climaco discussed the company's lead candidate, TPI-287, and shared insights from the Longwood Healthcare Leaders Spring 2025 meeting. CNS Pharmaceuticals is focused on treating primary and metastatic cancers in the brain and central nervous system. The company's lead drug candidate, Berubicin, is currently in development for the treatment of serious brain and CNS oncology indications, including glioblastoma multiforme. For more information, visit www.cnspharma.com. Breaking through: systemic genetic medicines for hard-to-treat cancers. Each year, approximately 20 million people are diagnosed with cancer, and nearly 10 million lives are lost to the disease worldwide. By 2050, the American Cancer Society estimates that annual cancer diagnoses will reach 35 million. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. is pioneering a next-generation platform to deliver genetic medicines directly to tumors, aiming to transform cancer treatment. With a focus on oncology, Kaliti is also exploring applications in autoimmune disorders. This innovative approach places Kaliti among biotech leaders like Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Immunity Bio Inc., and CRISPR Therapeutics AG, offering hope for more effective therapies in the fight against cancer. Biomed News Breaks. Solagenix Inc., NASNGX, targets multiple 2025 to 2026 catalysts across rare disease pipeline. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is targeting multiple catalysts across its rare disease pipeline for 2025 and 2026. President and CEO Dr. Christopher J. Schaber highlighted upcoming data readouts for lead candidates, including Phase 3 Flash 2 results for Hybrite TM in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma expected in the second half of 2026. The company also projects peak U.S. annual sales of over $90 million for Hybrite TM, and global opportunities exceeding $2 billion. With approximately $7 million in cash, Solagenix aims to extend its cash runway into the first quarter of 2026 while preparing for global regulatory filings and potential commercialization.
Creative Biolabs advances liposomal drug delivery with LipoDrive platform. Creative Biolabs has introduced the LipoDrive platform to advance liposomal drug delivery, offering custom lipid synthesis, microfluidics-based formulation, and surface functionalization for targeted delivery. This platform supports a wide range of applications, including mRNA vaccine manufacturing and cosmeceutical formulation. Creative Biolabs also offers liposomal manufacturing excellence services, covering pilot-scale studies to commercial-scale manufacturing, with high-yield production and encapsulation of active bioingredients. The company's end-to-end approach ensures clients have access to high-quality liposomal products suitable for downstream use, making them a strategic collaborator in lipid-based innovation. To learn more, visit Creative Biolabs' website.
Sun Knowledge, the industry's most trusted name in patient-centric RCM and prior authorization services. Sun Knowledge Inc. is a trusted name in patient-centric revenue cycle management and prior authorization services. With a focus on accuracy and timeliness, Sun Knowledge has been recognized as a top PA solution provider in the U.S. The company offers billing, coding, prior auth, and AR services to healthcare providers, ensuring faster reimbursement resolution. Sun Knowledge's commitment to patient-centric service includes dedicated teams and account managers for each client. By combining operational excellence with tailored services, Sun Knowledge caters to all billing needs. The company's mission revolves around enhancing patient experience through smarter billing processes and transparent communication. Trusted by industry leaders, Sun Knowledge boasts a client retention rate of over 95% and proven cost savings of up to 80%. Sun Knowledge is the go-to partner for healthcare organizations looking to optimize revenue cycles while prioritizing patient welfare. State Roundup: June heatwave kills 8, sends 472 for medical care. Field of candidates to unseat Gov. Moore grows, Bay Agreement revised. In a late June heatwave, 8 people died in Maryland, with 472 seeking medical care for heat-related illnesses. The race to unseat Gov. Wes Moore is growing, with multiple candidates eyeing the position. The Chesapeake Bay cleanup agreement has been revised with data-driven targets. International students contribute $1 billion to Maryland's economy. Howard County raised a new flag, and a councilman seeks to depoliticize choosing inspectors general. The Baltimore County Council rejected a loan for an affordable housing developer, and the Supreme Court ruling on MoCo schools is not final. The Justice Department threatens to deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia to a third country if released. Carla Hayden joins the Mellon Foundation, while suspended FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia is on trial for rapes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.